Paragraph 3 reads, "Long a source of mystery, the chemical reactions behind bioluminescence are now mostly understood. Although the precise mechanism varies by individual species, for the most part, bioluminescence results from the interaction of a light-emitting molecule, generally referred to as luciferin, and an enzyme, known as luciferase. However, in rare cases, the chemical reactions involve entirely different chemicals, demonstrating that bioluminescence evolved in a variety of independent ways."
So, it's long been a source of mystery why bioluminescence happened. As we mentioned in the previous paragraph, lots of people have written on the subject, such as Aristotle and Darwin, and they've, you know, all been trying to figure out why it happens. So we now mostly understand why it happens, and it's due to the chemical reactions behind bioluminescence. So a chemical reaction is just this process that leads to the chemical transformation of one set of chemical substances to another. So something changes. And so even though the precise way that it happens varies between the different species that have bioluminescence, for the most part, it results in the interaction of a light-emitting molecule and an enzyme. So an enzyme is a biochemical catalyst that speeds up the rate of a chemical reaction in a cell. So basically they have an interaction and the result is bioluminescence.
So that's the main way that bioluminescence comes out in nature. But in some cases, the chemical reactions can be very different. So I know, for example, in like jellyfish, apparently the mechanism is something quite different. It just shows that this phenomenon evolved in a variety of different independent ways, which makes it a little bit more interesting to study. Well, that wraps up our lesson for today. Join us next time for the second half of our discussion, but first, go back and do some review.